We all know the story. God created the Garden of Eden and crafted Adam using the earth's dust and his own breath to give Adam life. God watched his creation and worried that he would become lonely. God decided to give Adam a companion. Placing Adam under a deep sleep, God took one of his ribs and crafted his companion, Eve. But what if that isn't the whole story exactly? Deep within Jewish folklore, it is believed that Eve was not exactly the first woman in the garden. It is believed that during the creation of Adam, God gathered the same dust and with his breath created Lilith, Adam's equal. Lilith was his first wife, but as the good book writes, she was not his last. The need for dominance grew in the garden, and Adam pressed that he must be the power in the garden. This did not sit well with Lilith, and she left and was casted out. And this is when Eve enters the story from stage right. While she is not mentioned by name within the Bible, her presence is alluded to within one section of the scriptures. For those who may not know the Bible, Lilith began going under a different name that many, I am sure, are familiar with. Succubus. This is the female demon that preys on men, seducing them in their sleep to reproduce with her. Lilith was no happy camper to have been kicked out from the garden due to refusing to stand second, and her story within folklore across history truly shows her distaste for it. You know what they say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So, let's dive into that. Welcome to Audibly Haunted. I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This is the first line of Genesis, the first line that kicks off the Bible. According to the good book, this is where all of our beginnings, well, began. For 7 days, God commenced in creating everything. Trees, plants, bugs, animals, whales, and everything else in between. About the 5th day, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And here is where Adam came to be. Combining the earth's dust and God's own breath, man came into existence. The rest of the story, Christian or not, is one ingrained in all of us. God had Adam name all of the animals and plants, but God saw no one was there to help him. So, he knocked out Adam, took a rib, and thus Eve was born. But you see, there's something strange in the scripture that seems to tell a slightly different story. Was Eve really the first female in the garden? The first female crafted for man? Not exactly his equal. In line 27 in the book of Genesis, the full line reads, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created them." This supposedly happened on the 5th day. The creation of both male and female, according to the book, happened at the same time. Equals. Both born of the same dust. Both born of the same God's breath. Fast forward to the beginning of Genesis book 2. After the heavens and the earth were already completed, God takes Adam and places him in the Garden of Eden. After Adam names all of the animals around him, God sees Adam himself needs a companion. Line 20 of Genesis book 2 ends with, "But for Adam, there was not found help meant for him." After this realization, God crafts Eve for him. But what happened to the first female? The one crafted on the fifth day alongside Adam as his equal. She is never named in the Bible, but it is clear her presence is alluded to. Lilith. Across Jewish folklore, Greek, and several others, it is speculated that there was a woman before Eve. After her fall from the garden, she was deemed a demon. This idea followed well into the Middle Ages and into the 1800s. Lilith found her way into artwork and literature. You have Dante Gabriel Rossetti, an English poet and painter, who crafted the art piece Lady Lilith with an accompanying sonnet titled Body's Beauty that went something like this. Of Adam's first wife, Lilith, it is told, the which he loved before the gift of Eve, that ere the snakes her sweet tongue could deceive, and her enchanted hair was the first gold, and still she sits young while the earth is old, and subtly of herself contemplative, draws men to watch the bright web she can weave, till heart and body and life are in its hold. The rose and poppy are her flowers, for where is he not found? O Lilith, whom shed scent and soft shed kisses and soft sleep shall snare, lo, as that youth's eyes burned at thine, so went thy spell through him and left his straight neck bent and around his heart one strangling golden hair. So what happened exactly? Why is Lilith unnamed, casted out, and demonized? In the beginning, everything seemed to be perfectly in place. God created the heavens and the earth, along with all of the creatures, the oceans, and even the first man and first woman. His creations were equal, man no better than woman, and woman no better than man, but this perfect harmony did not last. God really made Adam and Lilith so they can come together and to multiply, and that's exactly what they planned to do. In the heat of their passion, Lilith found herself being forced to lay beneath Adam during their consummation. But this did not sit well with Lilith. She felt, as they were both created equal, that it was wrong to submit to Adam's dominance. Adam disagreed. He felt that she was the lesser of the two and claimed that she should perform her wifely duties and submit to him, regardless of them both being created equal in the image of God. Lilith stood strong, though. She refused to submit and to be forced to be less than Adam. So, she fled the garden. And with this, Adam told God of her leaving. But she was created by God, and he would not allow her to simply leave his paradise. Different myths and folklores state different accounts of what happened next, but this is the most common that I've found. God sent out three of his angels, Sinoy, Sansinoy, and Semangeloff, to retrieve her. In their hunt for her, the three angels found her huddled within a cave, bearing Adam's child. The angels pleaded and begged Lilith to come back to the garden, but she refused. At this, the angels became angry. And in their anger, they told her that they would kill 100 of her children every day for her disobedience. In revenge for their actions against her, Lilith claimed that she would then rob the lives of infants right from their cribs or right from the mother's womb. Her actions led many within Jewish culture, Greek, and many others to fear for their child within the first days of their lives. Male children were not safe for the first 8 days after their birth, and female children were at risk for 20 days. But there was a catch to her words. She swore to never steal a child's life, so as long as that child had the amulet of either of the three angels that had come for her. Anger at times can cloud our judgments and our actions, which can lead to our regrets. Lilith, too, was faced with her disappointments once the dust of her anger had settled. Once the angels had left and she was all alone, Lilith decided to venture back to the garden. But once she entered back in, she was met with a sight that she did not expect. God had crafted a replacement for Adam. So there, standing next to him, was Eve. Once more, anger fueled Lilith, and she planned her revenge. In the night, as Adam slept, Lilith climbed up on top of his body. With Adam beneath her, she, in biblical terms, stole his seed and left the garden for good. With his seed inside of her, Lilith birthed the unimaginable. From her was birthed what is known within folklore as Lilium. These are earthbound demons she created to replace the children that the angels swore to kill for her disobedience. She began to be known as the demon that preyed upon men as they slept, entering their dreams and turning them into erotic visions where she would sleep with them and once more steal their seeds to birth her Lilium. Her actions gave her a name that is common within the paranormal or spiritual world. She went from Lilith to being called the Succubus. So many different cultures have their own version of a succubus, but they all seem to agree on the major points. The succubus, or succubi, are usually unnaturally beautiful women, unlike their male counterpart, the incubi, or incubus. Some cases claim that the succubi have bat-like wings, tails, horns, and fangs. In medieval times, the succubus were deep-rooted in the European lore and made claims that they were demon women that seduced men and mated with them. It was said that sperm from a man is what they needed to survive. It was also said that the more pure and celibate you were, the more of a man for God that you were, the more she had you in her target. Like much of what is in the Bible, the story of Lilith truly is up for interpretation. Her story can be looked at from many different angles to grasp exactly what happened and where the folklore comes from. just like many other folklores and myths, this story of Lilith bled into the way people lived their lives. Much like other myths, it has struck fear in those who were exposed to it and taught them to watch over their shoulders, even in their dreams. In the end, Lilith truly was a woman scorned, and to this day, her wrath rings fear in many, causing them to clutch their children extra tight. This has been Audibly Haunted, and I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. You can find Audibly Haunted wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, you name it. So give it a listen and drop a rating or a review and tell all your friends. And remember, you can always find Audibly Haunted on Instagram at Audibly Haunted. And if you have a ghost story that you would like to share, I would love to hear it. You can always reach out to me at audiblyhaunted@gmail.com or send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from all of you. And I'll see you all next week.